and she would go home to see them whenever she felt the need. Her parents operated a successful inn, which kept them financially comfortable. Her father was crazy about his youngest daughter and happily paid her return fares. Several times, Komura had come home from work to find his wife gone and a note on the kitchen table telling him that she was visiting her parents for a while. He never objected. He just waited for her to come back, and she always did, after a week or 10 days, in a good mood. But the letter his wife left for him when she vanished 5 days after the earthquake was different. "I am never coming back," she had written, then went on to explain, simply but clearly, why she no longer wanted to live with him. "The problem is that you never give me anything," she wrote. "Or to put it more precisely, you have nothing inside you that you can give me. You are good and kind and handsome, but living with you is like living with a chunk of air. It's not entirely your fault, though. There are lots of women who will fall in love with you, but please don't call me. Just get rid of all the stuff I'm leaving behind." In fact, she hadn't left much of anything behind. Her clothes, her shoes, her umbrella, her coffee mug, her hair dryer, all were gone. She must have packed them in boxes and shipped them out after he left for work that morning. The only